with your masquerading, and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Hey, come on, baby, follow me.
Information from the Australian Government Department of Meteorology in Sydney, it's the Ionospheric Prediction Service, advises that solar activity continues to be very low. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 86, that's 86, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to a very low 29. And those figures are not expected to change significantly in the very near future. It just means that high frequency propagation on frequencies above about 14 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths on long distances will continue to be quite unreliable. However, frequencies above about 14 megahertz traversing daylight paths will be somewhat more satisfactory. We're still moving through the closing, well, the period of low solar activity within the solar cycle number 24. And this cycle is not expected to terminate until mid-2017. So in the months ahead, we will continue to experience erratic and unreliable propagation on the higher frequency bands. In our recent program, we advised that the Northern Territory Shortwave Service of the Australian Broadcasting Corporation had closed down for a short period due to maintenance. The station is now back on the air to a full schedule. The original schedule has now been restored. And the frequencies are as follows. 4835 from Alice Springs. That runs 24 hours. It's daytime and nighttime. 2325 from Tennant Creek between 0830 and 2130, and 2485 from Catherine, also 0830 to 2130. Now from 2130 to 0830, that's the nighttime broadcast, Tennant Creek operates on 4910 and Catherine operates on 5025. It's noted here in Melbourne, there's some interference on 5025 from the Solomon Islands Broadcasting Service operating on 5020. But 4835 gives quite good reception during the 24 hours here in Melbourne. Some information concerning broadcast shortwave broadcast monitoring. Recently, afternoon reception here in Melbourne has been quite good. This is a summary made between 0515 and 0530 from a relatively noise-free reception site in Melbourne's outer east in the Warrandyte State Park. The actual location is on the top of Fifth Hill, in a former gold mining or gold mine historical precinct known as Fiddler's Gully. Quite good reception in our mid-afternoon, and this is a sample of some of the signals noted. On 9420, the Voice of Greece with programming in Greek. 9395, WRMI with English language programming from Miami. 9535, the station operated by Radio Algeria using the relay station in France at Issedan with programs in Arabic. And on the next frequency, 9545, the Solomon Islands Broadcasting Service. 9565, Brazil, Radio Chupi, the domestic program. 9575, Radio Medi International, the station in Morocco, at the transmitting site of Nador, broadcasting in Arabic and French. And 9590, China Radio International, programs from the Sirik, Albania relay station, also in Arabic. And 9620, a very strong signal of Radio Romania International, with its French language programs to Africa and Middle East. And 9660, the Vatican Radio from the Madagascar relay station at Salata, with its programs in English to Africa. And 9715, the Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service, broadcasting in Arabic. And 9790, Radio France International from Issedan in France, with its programs in French. And 9825, a very strong signal from the religious station in the USA, WHRI, with programs in English. And 9955, the Overcomer Ministry, with English programs from WRMI in Miami. And in the 25 meter band, we continue with our survey reception between 0515 and 0530. 11600, Dengue Kurdistan, broadcasting in Kurdish from the Issedan relay station in France. 11640, Radio Taiwan International in Chinese. 11670, an interesting daytime frequency for China National Radio Network 2 in Chinese. And on the next frequency, 11680, Korean Central Broadcasting Station at Pyongyang with its domestic programs in Korean. And 11710, another frequency for China Radio International in English, also from Sirik in Albania. And 11780, Brazil Radio National, quite a strong signal in our afternoons. 11775, yet another frequency for China Radio International from Sirik in Albania, again with Arabic. 11790, an interesting frequency, NHK Radio Japan Tokyo from the Yamata transmitting station, signing on at 0525 with the tuning signal and into programs in Russian at 0530 for Europe and Asia. 11820, Deutsche Welle, broadcasting from the Madagascar relay station at Salata in English. And 11860, Radio Sana, or Radio Sana, as some would pronounce it, relaying the domestic television service of, or national television service of Radio Sana in Yemen, broadcast over a relay facility located in Saudi Arabia. And 11925, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, very strong signals in Turkish. And 11945, the BBC in English from the Mayerton, South Africa, transmitting station for reception in Africa. And 11980, the Voice of Turkey, strong signals in Turkish. And from 0530 to 0545, 41 meter band became active. The signals were observed. 7250, the Vatican Radio from Santa Maria di Galleria, with its Latin Mass broadcast. 7260, Radio Vanuatu at Villa, with its domestic program. 7295 Radio Algeria, broadcasting in Arabic from the Usedom, France relay station. And 7305 the BBC from Ascension, the relay station broadcasting in Hausa to Africa. So quite a number of stations signaled audible in the Melbourne mid-afternoon period, 0515 to 0545 in the 31, 25 and 41 metre bands. And now some monitoring observations made by our listening friends in Bulgaria from the shortwave listener DX Bulgaria newsletter. Alaska, KNLS, the new life station, the religious station, heard in Europe between 0800 and 0900 on two frequencies, 9655 in Chinese and 11870 in English. Excuse me. And 0900 to 1000 on 11870 in Russian. The Radio Sultanate of Oman reception noted in the European morning period. 0820 to 1000 on 13600 to East Africa in Arabic. And in the afternoon and evening, 1400 to 1455 in English and 1455 through until 2200 in Arabic, both on 15140, broadcasting to Western Europe. Sri Lanka. The Far East Broadcasting Association radio uses a relay facility in Sri Lanka. That's the transmitting site at Trincomalee. There's a weekly English service, 1345 to 1400, that's 15 minutes, on 9775 to South Asia on Mondays. Unfortunately, the frequency is interfered with strong co-channel interference from China National Radio Network 2. I'd like to acknowledge a reception report received for one of our shortwave releases of the Australian DX report. This report came in from long-time listener Yosei Jacob from Hyderabad in India. He had our program on 15430 at 1315 to 1330. Reception was excellent in his location, and this was from the Adventist World Radio station in Guam. Actually, the program on that date was our special broadcast in which we gave a detailed history of the Australian Broadcasting Corporation shortwave operations from Shepparton here in Victoria. And we'll continue to provide those historical features about Australian radio history from time to time.
They say that you're a runaround lover. So, but if you put me down for another, I'll know, believe me, I'll know. 'Cause a knife has a thousand eyes, and a thousand eyes can't help but see if you are true to me. So a thousand eyes. You say that you're at home when you phone me, and how much you really care. Though you keep telling me that you're lonely, I'll know if someone is there. 'Cause a night has a thousand eyes, and a thousand eyes can't help but see if you aren't true to me. So remember when you tell those little white lies. sorry, 'cause your game I'm gonna play. And you find out without really trying, each time that my kiss is straight. 'Cause a night has a thousand eyes, and a thousand eyes will see me through. And no matter what I do, I can never disguise all my little white lies. 'Cause a night has a thousand eyes. So remember when you tell those little white lies, that the night has a thousand eyes.